Om Sri Sai Ram. My humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of omniscient and omnipresent Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba. Respected elders, brothers, sisters and children. The week-long celebration of Baba's 87th birthday continues this evening with the presentation of three items. The first item is a graceful dance entitled Chen Pra Kwan, presented by the students of the Sri Sathya Sai Primary School of Thailand, where the children are praying to the goddess of goodness, Kwan, to guide them along the right path. Item number two is a dance drama presented by the students of the Sathya Sai School of Bali, Indonesia, entitled A Grain of Rice. Swami says, Annam Brahma, food is God. The drama takes us through the series of incidents that taught a young child the value of food. Item number three is a musical presentation by the devotees of the Dominican Republic. They will be presenting devotional songs and bhajans. Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you. to see our future. Children are the source of happiness. In their hand, the world will be continued. Satya Sai School of Bali, with the deepest humble heart, present A Grain of Rice. Today, students of Satya Sai School attend their school with a happy feeling. The teacher always welcomes and greets them in the school's gate. Parents leave the children in the school with a secure feeling. Putu Aditya is a smart grade 3 student of Satya Sai School. Today, he goes to school with his friends and brings a breakfast box prepared by his lovely mom.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Butu. I'm good. And you?
I'm great, sir. Thank you. Morning, Butu. Hey, what is your breakfast for today?
Hey, Butu. My mom cooked a special fried rice for me.
Mmm, yummy. My mom cooked special yellow rice for me.
Wow, it must be yummy too.
Every morning, teachers and students start the day with prayer and silent sitting. After that, they have breakfast together.
Students, now you may eat your breakfast and please remain silent. Before eating, let us pray and thank God for this food. Who wants to lead the prayer? Ah, Ketut. Yes, please.
Let's pray together.
Putu, remember to finish all your food.
I'm full already, sir. Can't eat more.
Putu, never waste food. Finish them all as they will help you grow and strong.
I can't, sir.
All right, students. As we have done our breakfast, clear up your stuff and we'll start studying.
children study subjects, write poems, discuss cases, and learn many things.
Good.
Like Jesus?
Yes, good.
Can you check mine, sir?
Sure, let me see it. Yes, good.
By 12 p.m., the class is over. The students clear up their desk and put back their books in their bags, pray Santi Mantra, and prepare to go home.
Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
Most of the students are picked up by their parents. Putu Aditya is waiting for his mom to pick him up. But after 30 minutes of waiting, his mom is not coming. Putu Aditya then seeks for help and Mr. Nyawandharma managed to take him home.
Oh my God, I forgot something. What time is it? It's 12:30 already. I have to pick Putu up from school.
Mom, I'm home.
Hey, Putu, you are home. Oh, Mr. Nyoman, thank you for taking my Putu home. I'm sorry, I forgot to pick up Putu from school because I'm very busy.
It's okay, ma'am. It's my pleasure to help my student.
How's your day, Putu?
Everything is good, Mom, but Mr. Nyoman asked me to finish my breakfast, but I couldn't. We never finish our food at home, right? And you said that's okay?
Well, if you can't eat them all, it's okay. We still have more if we need them.
But, ma'am...
Mr. Nyoman, wasting food is something that useful for a kid, right? We just let it go. As if we force them to finish their food, they'll start crying and stop eating.
All right, Putu. You're home now and I shall leave. Ma'am, I have to go now. Goodbye.
Thank you, Mr. Nyoman. You are so kind. Take care. Bye.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
Mr. Nyomandharma is heading to his house. During his way back home, he talked to himself.
I know. Putu will never avail to finish his food because the parents let him to do that. It should be corrected. What should I do?
In the next day, Mr. Nyomandharma comes with an idea.
Students, we're going to do a field study. We'll have a rice plantation activity in a paddy field and work with the farmers.
Where are we going, sir?
We're going to work on a rice field near to our school. I have a friend who is a farmer. We'll visit him and work on his paddy field for this project. Let's go!
Hooray! Let's go!
Come on!
Son, let's put all these stuffs in this side. I'll start to work over there and you can work near here. We have to work properly as the sowing season is coming soon.
Alright, Dad.
Thank you.
morning, Mr. Marebhakti. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Nyoman Dharma. I'm fine, thank you. And you?
I'm good, thanks. As I informed you yesterday, I come with my students to learn how to plant a paddy seed up to harvesting.
Yeah, sure. How are you, kids?
We are good, sir.
All right. Wayan, come here. Son, these are the students that will join our work. Kids, please meet Wayan Mudita. He's my son.
Hello all, nice to meet you.
Hello Wayan,
nice to meet you too.
All right kids, we'll start the work now. I'll give each of you the seeds to be sowed. Are you ready?
Yeah!
Forget to chant a prayer on your word.
When we're going to put a seed on the muddy land, always say a prayer for its better life. We all have been working in the paddy field, helping the farmers planting lots of paddy seeds.
Oh, it's so hot here, sir.
Indeed, Putu. All right, students, let's clear up our stuffs as we have finished our work.
I think I'm starting tired.
Yeah, me too. Working in a paddy field makes my body ache.
Growing a paddy seed is not as easy as I think.
Sir, is there any way that paddy seed can be grown in easier and quick way?
There is no easier and quick way to grow a paddy seed. All farmers should go through the same procedure. Work under the sun with lots of physical activities, and the result will be fully controlled by the nature.
I see. It's not easy to produce a rice, right, sir?
Correct, kid. That's why you have to always respect every single grain of rice and its growing field. Without them, we can't live. As you can see there, a small shrine is installed in every paddy field so we can pray for God's grace for the abundant harvest.
I see.
All right, Mr. Marebhakti. I think we have learned many things today. We have to leave now. Thank you for being so kind to let us involve in your work.
It's my pleasure, Mr. Nyoman. Take care, kids. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Mr. Made. Bye, Wayan.
Bye.
After a full day work in the paddy field, Putu, his teacher, and his friends go back home. During his way back home, Putu see a poor family in front of their poor hut.
Mom, I'm hungry. Do you have some food to eat?
Sweetheart, I'm sorry. I don't have anything now.
Mom, when can we have a better life? I'm tired to be poor. Will be a day where we can have a lot of money to buy food?
Oh, my dear. I do my best to keep us alive. I love you. Oh, Lord. I've worked very hard every day, but still can't give better life to my family. I know you will lead me. I trust on you, Lord. I can't give up. Please show me your love. Show me your love to my family. To my kids.
Gonna
for them.
Aditya can't say anything by seeing that family. He has many things across his mind. He continues his walk to his home with hundreds of questions pop up in his mind.
Mom, I'm home. Mom, I'm hungry. Do we have some food to eat? Mom, where are you?
No one is answering Putu. His mom is not at home, and Putu Aditya can't find any food at the dining table. He then walks outside and sits helplessly leaning to the pole on his veranda. Suddenly, he has fallen asleep.
Swami!
Hold my hand.
Where are we going, Swami?
Swami holds Putu's hand and takes him to a place he'd never been before.
Where are we, Swami?
In his dream, Putu saw the poor family he just met when he went back home. They are queuing for food. But wait, Putu also saw somebody else.
Hold on, Swami. I see my mom and my sister on that queuing line. Why are they there?
Because they are always wasting food. Now they have to queuing for food.
Oh no, not my family! They shouldn't be like that! Oh no!
Putu, my love is everywhere, even in a grain of rice. My love is there. My love makes you live. When you waste a grain of rice, you have wasted my grace. Never waste food, as food is God. Food is God. Food is God.
What a strange dream. But Swami came to my dream. Oh dear Lord, you've showed me how to appreciate and respect food. Oh, now I understand why Mr. Newman always asks me to finish my food. Thank you, Swami. You have relieved me from my mistake. I have to change. Sai Ram!
The following morning, Putu Aditya goes to school with more happy face.
Hi, Katat, and hello, my friends. Don't you feel it's a special day?
Putu, what makes you look so happy?
Swami came to my dream last night, held my hand and took me around, showing me how lucky I am. No reason for more complaints.
What? What are you going to do, Putu?
Everywhere.
I'm so happy and proud of you, Putu. I'm sure you'll be better than yesterday.
Thank you, sir. Starting from now, I will encourage my friends and everybody to respect and appreciate every single grain of rice. As in each grain of rice, we'll find God's love and grace.
Not only that, Putu, by having adequate food and not wasting them, we have helped to save the world. Hopefully, in future, no more people suffer from starving and poverty.
Beloved Swami, from the deepest of our hearts, we present to you this offering of love in the way of songs. Please receive along with them all the devotion of your children from the most beautiful Caribbean island, the Dominican Republic. Thank you for guiding our lives, for filling them with so much love, for letting us feel You at every moment, again and again, you have proved to us that you are there and always will be. Thanks, beloved Bhagavan.
Satya Sai, Sadhguru Satya Sai.
El nombre Satya Sai, Sadhguru Satya Sai.
Pide el nombre Satya. Repite el nombre Satya Sai, Sadhguru Satya Sai.
Yeah.
Es meditación en tu corazón. Gajavadana Gananatha Natha Gajavadana Gananatha Natha Gaurivarantanaya Gunalaya
Gaurivarantanaya Gunalaya
Gaurivarantanaya Gunalaya
Gaurivarantanaya Gunalaya
Gajavadana Gananatha Natha
Gajavadana Gananatha Natha
Vindhyadayaka Buddhi Pradayaka
Vindhyadayaka Buddhi Pradayaka
Vindhyadayaka Buddhi Pradayaka
Vindhyadayaka Buddhi Pradayaka
Siddhi Vilayaka Shubhadayaka
Siddhi Vinayaka Shubhadayaka
Siddhi Vilayaka Shubhadayaka Gajavadana Gananatha Natha Gauri Bharatanaya Gunalaya
Gauri Bharatanaya Gunalaya
Gajavadana Gananatha Natha Sagara Murali Dhara
Sagara Murali Dhara
Ananda Sagara Murali Dhara
Sagara Murali Dhara
Meera Prabhu Radhisha Venu Gopala Gopala Ananda Sagara Murali Dhara Nanda Yashoda Ananda Kishora
Nanda Yashoda
Nanda Kishora
Nanda Yashoda
Ananda Sagara Muralidhara. Viraga Muradhisha Venugopala. Ananda Sagara Muralidhara. Jai Jai Gopala Bala Jai Sai Gopala Sai Ram Krishna Hare Buddha Dorasha Nanak Sai Buddha Dorasha Nanak Sai
Pandurangaa Vitthalaa Jai
Vithala Vithala Jai Vithala Vithala Vithala
सदा शिवा चंद्रशेखरा ओम शंकरा सदा शिवा चंद्रशेखरा चंद्रशेखरा साई शंकरा चंद्रशेखरा साई शंकरा ओम शंकरा सदा शिवा चंद्रशेखरा नीलकंठ शूलधारी साई शंकरा कंठ शूलधारि साई शंकरा पार नेत्र त्रिपुरहारि साई शंकरा पार नेत्र त्रिपुरहारि साई शंकरा चंद्रशेखरा साई शंकरा चंद्रशेखरा सत्य साई शंकरा ओम शंकरा सदा शिवा चंद्रशेखरा चंद्रशेखरा साई शंकरा नीलकंठ शूलधारी साई शंकरा पालनेत्र त्रिपुरहारी साई शंकरा चंद्रशेखरा साई शंकरा चंद्रशेखरा सत्य साई शंकरा
सत्यं ज्ञानमनन्तं ब्रह्म सत्यं ज्ञानमनन्तं ब्रह्म सत्यं ज्ञानमनन्तं ब्रह्म
Yeah.